the Creative Team Talks podcast for Hillsong Creative.
Hi there, amazing and anointed creative family. My name is Andrina Riken, and I'm one of the creative members from Hillsong Brisbane Central in Queensland, Australia. Specifically, I head up the Writers Guild at our campus and love all things centered around the written word. As we head into our services this weekend, it is my privilege to share a short encouragement that I pray inspires you and prepares your heart for what God wants to do in His house and among His people this weekend. Right now, it is the beginning of October and we've already had 1 month of spring. This year, it has been a slow transition from the cooler months into the warmer weather, which is quite unusual for typically warm and sunny Brisbane. It seems like every time I think I can put away the blankets, a cool change comes in and I need to drag out my winter woolies and UGG boots again. Just as there are periods of adjustment during change and transition in our natural seasons, so too in the seasons of our lives. This can create a sense of uncertainty, but also anticipation of the new. What felt comfortable and familiar before is no longer the right fit. However, at the same time, we can look to the new feeling vulnerable and unsure, struggling to find God in the midst of it all. The Apostle Paul speaks to such struggles in the book of Ephesians. Speaking to the church in Ephesus, he says in Ephesians 6:12 through to the beginning of verse 14 from the NIV, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm." I want to draw your attention to the last line in this passage, "and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm." God is calling us to keep standing, no matter what we face, regardless of the season, changes, transitions, and all the struggles that can come with this, we stand. The immense power of this statement is best understood by examining the grammatical structure of this verse, which is written in plural form. The writer is not just telling the reader to keep standing on their own, in isolation, but he is imploring the reader to stand together with their brothers and sisters as the unified body of Christ. In the context of the armor of God, this creates a beautiful and powerful picture of an army standing in unity, unwavering, resolute, and steadfast despite the changes, transitions, and struggles they face. Paul creates an even stronger picture of this two verses later when he says in verse 16, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." The Roman soldier's shield was renowned for its formidability. As a large piece of armory used to protect a soldier's entire body, the Roman shield was wrapped in leather and soaked in water, forming an impenetrable force against the enemy's flaming arrows. The ancient shields were so effective because their soldiers stood side by side, their shields interlocked, protecting the entire group. This is a powerful image of the church standing as one, unified in faith. What an incredible revelation. There is power in team. Individually, we may be tired. We might be struggling or battle weary. But when we stand, interlocking our shields together, we are a united, impenetrable force. Together, we hold one another up, standing in what God has called us to do. This weekend, as you go into your services, I pray that as team, you stand together. That you interlock your shields with faith in your hearts to usher in the power and tangible presence of God. Despite the transitions and the struggles, when we come together, we are not moved. We unite, we stand strong, we interlock our shields, and we see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for all our teams as we gather this weekend in your house. May your name be glorified in all that we do. For those facing seasons of change and transition and the struggles that often come with this, I pray that you will wrap your loving arms around them right now. Help us in our teams to come together and stand in unity, interlocking our faith so that we can remain steadfast and strong as we serve and build the kingdom of God together. In Jesus' name, amen. May you be blessed, team, in all you do this coming weekend.